From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syria's foreign minister Sunday rejected a United Nations proposal that would grant autonomy to the rebel-held eastern sector of Aleppo. Walid Mualim said the proposal would violate Syria's sovereignty. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, made no public comment on the rejection. Earlier Sunday, monitors and Syrian television reported at least 8 children killed at a school in western Aleppo by artillery shelling attributed to rebel forces. State media said nearly 60 people were wounded. Leaders of 21 Asia-Pacific nations have ended their annual summit with a call to resist protectionism and protect the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Pact. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum closed Sunday in Lima, Peru. Earlier in the day, U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke briefly on the sidelines of the summit. They are said to have spoken about Syria and Ukraine. In a news conference Sunday in Peru, President Obama said the United States should not retreat from global trade but seek to do right so that the workers are protected and environmental standards are upheld.
This summit and my trip over the past week has obviously occurred against a backdrop of the broader debate over globalization and trade. As I've said, over the decades, our global integrated economy has helped to improve the lives of billions of people around the world with historic gains in prosperity, education, and health.
Mr. Obama argued it is time for the U.S. to reaffirm its support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement. This is VOA News.